Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to today's segment of the A New Day Show. A happy, sunny, beautiful Wednesday morning to you. I am broadcasting out of New Milford, Connecticut this morning, and it is amazing. It is such a beautiful, sunny day. And all the plants are just so lusciously green. The hostas are just beautiful, and we have to just enjoy them now before the deers get to them. So I am super excited about today's segment. Today's segment, we will be discussing a day in the life of an entrepreneur. And before I get into today's show, I want to do a bit of housekeeping. But even before I do that, I would like to read today's devotion for you, because it is so fitting for us as entrepreneurs. And it reads, "I endure everything for the sake of the elite, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." And that's from 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. "Oh, if I only had known, as he sat in the ashes, troubling his heart over the thought of God's providence, that millions down through history would look back on his trials, he might have taken courage in the fact that his experiences would be a help to others throughout the world. No one lives to himself, and Job's story is like yours and mine. Only his was written for all to see. The afflictions Job faced and the trials he wrestled with are the very things for which he is remembered. And without them, we would probably never have read of him in God's words. We never know the trials that await us in the day ahead, We may not be able to see the light through our struggles, but we can believe that those days, as in the life of Job, will be the most significant we are called upon to live. And that was a writing from Robert Collier. Who has not learned that our most sorrowful days are frequently our best? The days when our faces is full of smiles and we skipped early through the soft meadow, God has adorned with the spring flowers the capacity of our heart to often wasted, is often wasted. The soul that is always lighthearted and cheerfully missed the deepest things of life. Certainly, that life has its reward and is fully satisfied. But the depth of its satisfaction is very shallow. Its heart is dotted and its nature, which has the potential of experiencing the highest heights and the deepest depths, remains undeveloped, and the wick of its light burns quickly to the bottom without ever knowing the richness of profound joy. Remember, Jesus said, behold, Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn. Stars shine the brightest during the dark, long night of winter. And the gentian wildflowers display their fairest blossoms among the early accessible heights of the mountain snow and ice. God seems to use the pressure of pain to trample out the fulfillment of his promises and thereby release the sweetest juice of his ripe, of his vine press. Only those who have known sorrow can fully appreciate the great tenderness of the man of sorrow. You may be experiencing little sunshine, but the long periods of gloomy darkness have been wisely designed for you. For perhaps a lengthy stretch of summer weather would have made you like arch land or a barren wilderness. Your Lord knows best, and the clouds and the sun wait for its common selected. When told it's a gray day, an old Scottish cobbler once replied, yes, but don't you see the patch of blue? And I see this so fitting. I read it this morning for my daily devotion, and I thought it was so fitting to share with entrepreneurs today, because this is describing us to a T. And we got to learn to get up after we have fallen and keep focus on those things that we are called to do. So again, yes, you are listening to Dynamic Daphne on today's segment of the A New Day show. And today we will be talking about a day in the life of an entrepreneur. I want to do a bit of housekeeping for those of you who want to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And the chat room is up and running. I'm looking for a lively participation. And as I mentioned about chat room, I'm also in need of a highly motivated individual to operate the chat room and entertain the participants in the chat room and encourage them to call in and all those things. The show takes place 2 days a week on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And this individual needs to be live in my vision and purpose. So if you are interested in discussing more with me, just send me a message here on the radio site, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. For those of you in the chat room, that information is there as well. I also want to encourage you to check out my international bulletin board. And on that international bulletin board, you can post your ad, 20 words, for $10 a month. And you can also include your web link at no additional cost. So 20 words, $10 a month, and you can include your web link, and you will have access to my entire network. And you will put your link there, and once you do that, people will be able to click on it and go directly to your website. The other thing I'm looking for are host families for the French Cultural Exchange Program. And this year, this is taking place in July and August, July the 10th through the 30th, and August the 2nd through the 22nd. So if you are listening and you are in Connecticut, or you're upstate New York in the Westchester, Putnam County areas, you can seek to get more information from me about that. So I look forward to hearing from you on all three things: the International Bulletin Board, the person to man the chat room, and also to host a French student program. So let's get into the task at hand. And I need to moisten my throat. Yes. A day in the life of an entrepreneur. I know now we talk about entrepreneurship, and there are several different categories of entrepreneurs. You have mompreneurs, you got solopreneurs, all different. So I'm here today to explain and discuss with you the things that I embrace as an entrepreneur. And the first thing that I want to discuss with you, as a matter of fact, I have 16 points here that I will be discussing with you. And the first one has to do with daily habits, rituals, or practices. Any one of those words you choose to call it, they mean the same thing. For me, as an entrepreneur, my daily habits, rituals, and practices begin up on my waking each morning. I wake up and I pray, I meditate, I read my devotional, and there are some times when there are things that I need to journal in the morning before I start my day. And you probably ask, why prayer and why meditation? I have found out that this helps to set my pace for the day. It's like I'm looking to place my feet solid, firm on the ground. And by implementing these habits, rituals, or practices, it gives me a firm footing on what it is I need to do. It keeps me focused. The next thing I want to talk about is how to maintain peak performance. For me, I found out that after I do my journaling, my meditating, my prayer, and all of that, I like to have some great music that is playing as I do what else I have to do for that morning before I get ready to go out and serve. Or I am listening to a tape of someone who I admire their work. It could be my mentor or something from my coach or anything. But I find out, in order for me to maintain peak performance, I must continue to invest in what I take in inside. I have to make sure that my spirituality is up to par. I have to make sure my nutrition is up to par. My health is up to par. And I have mental clarity. It's very important for me to maintain my peak performance. I also, each day, continues to pay attention to the battles of my mind versus those in my spirit and in my core being. Because I find out that the ones that are in my head going on each day, or the negativities, the things about the economy, the things about people not having money, and the people not this, and people are not that. And I have to keep abreast of all that and to focus on strategies that I can use to override those and to deprogram those. And I've found out that so long as I keep on top of that, then I'm able to maintain peak performance. I'm not burnt out. I'm not stressed out. And that does, whatever is going on around me does not affect the way that I perform. How to always give your best. Now, I have come to realize that unless I am experiencing the best at all times, I am not in a position to give my best to others, not to family members, not to friends, not to clients, not to the community that I am in. So long as I focus on doing the best for myself, then it becomes so convenient and comfortable for me to give my best always to others. I can give my best always because I enter each situation or relationship with the understanding and the knowing of how am I going to be adding value to that situation and that relationship. You see, I have learned that there's no need for me to enter these relationships and these situations asking about what's in it for me. I know the best for me to do is to go in knowing what I bring to the table. How do I add value? And once I go in adding value, things come back to you 100-fold. So keep in mind that it's not what you're getting, but what you're giving that is important. And be sure that what you're giving will certainly add value to other people. My next point here, point number four, is that I have learned not to be afraid to ask for help. And I tell you, honestly, this took me some while to get accustomed to that. It is all right to ask for help. It is all right not to have all the answers. And that it is most important to take your ego and pride out of the way. So, it is very important that you know to ask for help and don't be ashamed about asking for help. You also be careful of how you ask for the help. Because in order to get the correct answer, you must ask the right question. So you must focus on how you ask the question. So in other words, know what you want before you ask for it. Because if you don't, then you're going to be getting frustrated and you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to ask again because I'm not getting the help. Wherein you did not design your question properly in order to get the help that you want. The other thing I have found out that it is not worth it for me to spend quality time on minor tasks. You know, when I was a Mary Kay consultant, Mary Kay Ash, the cosmetic guru, she always tell us that we cannot become She always tells us that we cannot become successful with one hand in the toilet bowl. And to break that down, she always tell us, go out, make women beautiful, and then you can pay someone to do your housekeeping. Versus being at home trying to do the housekeeping, which is something you do not like, but you're still doing it anyhow, instead of going out, working the money, and pay somebody to do the housekeeping. So, early in the 1980s, I learned that from Mary Kay Ash, that you should not spend quality time, major time, on minor tasks when you can pay someone to do that. So go out, earn the money to pay someone to do that. If you are just joining us, today we are talking about a day in the life of an entrepreneur. And point number six, delegating. As entrepreneurs, we oftentimes think that we must do everything ourselves, and the only way it can get done properly is if we do it ourselves. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the word delegating is not a bad word. Delegating can become your best friend. Because if you're looking to grow personally and professionally, you will need to learn to delegate. Being an entrepreneur, some of us do not have staff members, but it simply means that you can still go out and solicit independent contractors to help you with what you're doing. There are some things that even volunteers would assist you with, depending on what the task is and how you can develop the relationship. Number seven, set some time aside for your development, education. Read, listen, CDs, watch DVDs. Set some time aside for reading. Even if you do not have a library at home, go to your library, your local library, and make sure you can borrow all the books that you want to use to invest in yourself. And a lot of times I go to the bookstores in town and they have closeout items. And sometimes there's a book that I cannot purchase for different reasons at the moment. And you can still sit in the store and you can thumb through the book and you can just read some information out of there that will help you. But I'm here to tell you that it is very, 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 very important to invest in your personal development. Entrepreneurs have a way of always saying, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't make enough money. Well, one of the best ways to begin to make more money and enough money is by us investing in ourselves, in our personal development, working with mentors, working with coaches, fine role models, people who have done what we are now doing. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel when you can go out there and do what it is that you need to do, so long as there are people for you to model and emulate. You know, each of us out there have people who can be our mentors, whether mentors and role models from a distance or people who you speak with, but we can all find a system that we can plug ourselves into in order to enhance our personal development. Point number eight in a day in the life of an entrepreneur: invest your time wisely. I tell you, this came to me more clearly. As a matter of fact, I could somewhat label it as an aha moment for me. You all know I lost a dear friend in April, and it was after his passing that I realized how extremely important it is for us to invest quality time. And I said, it's not something that I did not know. I knew that all along, but I think what his death has done for me is to affirm it for me that One should not focus on spending time. One should not focus on hanging out. But instead, we should concentrate on investing time so that each second, each minute, each moment is a true investment in each other's lives. So, if for any reason we are no longer here, physically here on this earth, the memories of that time that was invested will be part of that legacy that the person has left you. So again, you can say that I am now on a mission as well to make sure my time with each and every one of you will be invested in a high quality way, because when I'm no longer here, I want for you to be able to draw on the legacies that we created during those moments. I want to again remind you the number to call is 646-915-8166. Please call in and share your story about what your day is like as an entrepreneur. I'm sharing with you some of the things that I'm implementing in my life as an entrepreneur, and I pray that you will learn something from that. So we just spoke about investing time wisely. To go along with that investment, I have come to understand about sharing and selecting associations wisely, because it is in your associations that you'll be able to invest your time wisely. And if you are not in a position to invest time wisely, then you are not going to be creating any kind of legacies, as we are talking about today. So, you know, even from I was a child and growing up, one of the things that I've always been told is that if you show me five of your closest friends, then I'll be able to tell you who you are. And as entrepreneurs as well, it is the same thing. If you are going to be associating with individuals, people are going to look at you and they're going to say, well, these are the people he or she hangs out with. These are the people they are investing time with. Let's see quality that they are putting out. Let us see the quality that they are putting out. So it is very important for you to choose your associations wisely. You must choose your association wisely, because these associations will become part of your network. And your network, in the long run, is going to be a reflection of who you are. And as I just mentioned about investing time wisely, choosing your associations well, I want now in point 10 to understand that your network equal your net worth. I want to say that slower. We must understand that our network will be equal to our net worth. So it goes back. You remember when I had mentioned about us investing time wisely in people and creating legacies and choosing our associations and adding value. As we go into these things, understanding that the value we add will help to grow the worth of our network. And this is what I mean here when I say understand that your network is equal to your network worth. And I understand this very well, because this is why I know how important it is to add value. Because one of the other things I grew up hearing is that everybody gets involved into things depending on what's in it for them. And as I look through it, and another saying I grew up hearing was the saying that, oh, it depends on who you know. And I tell you, in today's community, I see it as depending on who knows you and what they know about you. Because right now, our business is not only surrounding about our local community. Our business is out there virtually. And what's out there about us? What are people seeing about us on the internet, on the social media? And we need to take care of those things, because it's no longer poor little you in this little surrounding, in this little town, in this little city, and in the USA or in Jamaica or in Trinidad, Barbados, wherever you are, Germany, Australia. Yes, it is blessed big you all over the world. So we want to understand that and to know that it is important to understand that our network will in the end equal to our net worth. Know the importance of synergistic relationships. And what that means, you know, there was a time when you say one on one is two. But what happens in a synergistic relationship is that it's no longer one on one is two. However, it's one and one is 11. And it goes on like that, because each relationship that we forge is expected to add value not only to you but to the rest of the network. And how could we use that to impact the lives of each person that is in that team or is in that synergy, not only locally again but all over the world? I know I have a friend in Israel, and if it was not because of a lady I met on LinkedIn, I would not have met this gentleman all the way from Israel. So there is so much to be learned if we focus on learning from that. It is very important to respect the confidentiality of the people in your relationship. You must respect. I found out, we are not saying be a gopher, but know that there are times when you will agree to disagree without being disagreeable. No one is saying that you must believe everything that everyone says, but you can respect that, and you can look at them and say, at this time, I cannot see it fit in supporting this particular issue. But it doesn't mean that we cannot revisit it again. I want to remind you that the number to call is 646-915-8166. And you can join the conversation at any time when we're here speaking on a day in the life of an entrepreneur. And I'm sharing what my day is like. And then I'm going to I'll accept calls from you as we go along. I want to also, we were just talking about the importance of synergistic relationship. One of the things I should have mentioned at the top of the hour, I have such a magnificent respect for people who are part of the 5 o'clock, the 3 o'clock, the 4 o'clock club. Because there are people across the world who wake up that early. Entrepreneurs across the world who wakes up that early each morning and to get their day up and running. I am not a 5 o'clock person because most times I'm just going to bed at 3 or at 4 o'clock. I am a night owl for years. I think it was over 18 years that I worked the night shift. 11 p.m. to 7 p.m. as a nurse. I worked that shift for years. So over the years, my energy is at its peak at 9 after midnight each night. My energy is at its peak. So, but I have such respect for people who can wake up and rise up that early in the morning and get their day going. So I have no set time. Most times I'll get up at 6. If I go to bed at 3 or at 4, I'm up at 6 a.m., sometimes at 5, 5:30, and I oftentimes go back to sleep depending on what time my appointment is. But I get up that time and get point one in place where I do my daily habits, rituals, and practices. There's sometimes that I'm taking part into a global online meditation, and for that I always focus on getting up at 4:30 or between 4:30 and 5:30 to get that going. So that is what works for me. I want to remind you, you can go to my international bulletin board at drdaphne.in, and on there you can place your business at 20 words for $10 a month, and you can also include your web link at no additional cost. So it is $10 a month for 20 words to describe your business, and you can include your link there, and it will give you access to my entire network that I have here. I reach over a million listeners. I have regular 30 plus thousand listeners on here. And by you becoming part of my international bulletin board, that will give you access to all of my resources. I also am in need of a highly motivated, energetic person who wants to join my team. And for right now, we are only doing the show twice a week, Mondays 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Sundays 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm in need of someone who will manage the chat room, someone who will encourage people to get into stimulating conversation and dialogue and give feedback about the show, and also to call into the show and share their stories or any stories that they have. So if you are that person and you believe in my vision and my purpose and you want to join me at the ground floor, You can send me a message right here on the radio show, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. It doesn't matter. You do not need to be in Connecticut. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to be in the United States. You can be anywhere in the world, so long as you are willing to be up and alert and energetic at the times when I'm doing the show. So if you are that person and you're interested, please reach out to me and let me know, and we can get the process rolling. I am also looking for host families for a French cultural exchange program taking place between July the 10th to the 30th and August the 2nd through the 22nd. I tell you, it's a fun thing to get involved with. So give me a call on there or send me an email again, dynamicdaphne@aol.com, and let me know of your interest in hosting. So let's go back now to point 12 of a day in my life as an entrepreneur. Know that your goals should be connected to your growth. There is no goals without growth unless you are on the right path. Now, I have met people who says, well, I have accomplished all my goals and I don't know what else to do again. Everything that I have in my journal, everything on my goal poster, I have done. And then my question to them always is, so are you through growing? Because each day I wake up, I look for opportunities where I can begin to grow and expand. And even if you set yourself some attainable goals, you can go back to the drawing board and set other goals for yourself. This way you don't become obsolete, you don't become stuck. You're always fresh and you're always doing stuff for yourself. So concentrate on making sure the goals that you're setting, they will offer for you to expand your growth as well. Very, 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 very important. You know, there is a popular saying that you can eat an whole elephant, you just need to do it one bite at a time. And I'm saying that to tell you, don't be setting the goals too easy. You should set goals that will allow you to stretch and help to build your muscles and your stamina and your tolerance. Don't set kindergarten goals for a college student. That would be just not be right. You're not doing yourself any justice. Be sure to impact one new life each day. Look around and see what you can do for one person, even one person. One person is easy to get. It doesn't mean that you should not strive to do two and three and four. But what can you do to impact another person's life? It could be a hug. It could be a smile. It could be just a word to console them or to lift them up. Because there are so many people who are in the dump these days. So what can you do to enhance that person's life and to let them feel good about who they are, where they are, and what they are going through? You know, I always leave my home thinking that maybe my smile is the only smile that each person will see that day. On on Sunday, we were in New York City. I was with two friends, three friends. We were there, and we had brunch at Chocolate. And when we were leaving, a gentleman said to us, you know, he said, "Oh, you ladies are so happy." And we were happy. We were just enjoying life. And for him to look and see that we were happy, we felt great about that. Because it's not that we are not having struggles. It's not that we are not having challenges. However, we did not display that. What he saw and what he heard coming from us was three people who were happy. And who knows? You know, each day we go out, people are seeing us. As entrepreneurs, they are probably not doing business with us at this time, but who knows? In the near future, they will be doing business with us. So let's always have a good attitude out there so that we can attract people to us and that we can do even one thing that will make the difference. I know as entrepreneurs, we work extremely hard. And one of the other things that we need to begin to do is to design a system where we can begin to work smart. Because working hard can take its toll on us. But when we work smart, we maintain who we are, we build stamina, we attract people to us, and we even, through that demonstration of smart working, we can attract others to become entrepreneurs as well. The one thing I found out for me a long time ago was that I needed to replace the coffee and the soft drink or soda with water. Or with 100% juice. You know, I've come to realize that this body of mine is a temple. And if I'm going out there being an entrepreneur, I want to be successful. My health needs to be at its peak. And I cannot remain healthy if I ingest garbage and things like that. So I've learned to replace the coffee and the soda with water or with the juice, and to each his own. I know some people don't drink water, but I tell you, if you're one of those people who do not drink water, summer is coming up. You can add slices of cucumbers into your water, and it gives it a fresh, delicious taste. Or you can add fresh lemon to your water and just begin to enjoy it. And you're not only going to begin to feel better, you're going to begin to look better. Your energy is going to be just so high. I need to moisten my throat. Yes. So, replace the coffee and soda with water. And that's why I just took a sip of my spring water from there. I want to just take a commercial break here. I want to, again, remind you to check out my international bulletin board at drdaphne.in, and you can place your ads there for 20 words for $10 a month, and you can also include your link at no additional cost. And the other things that I'm getting ready to do is to do some promotion. And the people who are listed on my bulletin board or who became part of my database, you are going to, and also you, my listeners, whether you're listening live in the chat room or on the archive, you too will be eligible to be the first to be able to take advantage of the promotions that we are doing. I'm also looking for an individual who is highly motivated to operate the chat room. The show is done twice a week on Wednesdays, 10 a.m., and on Sundays at 7 p.m. And this individual must, it is an emphatic must. You must believe in my vision and mission and calling, because in order for us to impact the world, we must be on one accord. So I want to remind you to do that. I have found out is that how important it is to keep my word. Keep my word. You know, 2 weeks ago, I announced live in New York City, and there's one person I interviewed, and I told him I was going to call him to be on the show. And apparently, they probably hear that all the time. And I called the gentleman since I left New York, and he called back and he said, "Wow, it is so refreshing to know that you kept your word. You said you were going to call me, and you called me." And I was kind of taken back by what he said. But then I said, he's absolutely right, because a lot of entrepreneurs do not keep their word. So keep your word. Now, the next things I'm going to be talking about here is learn to see beyond the norm. But before I do that, I want to just summarize and go over these 15 areas that I have dealt with in a day in the life of an entrepreneur. Point one, daily habits, rituals, and practices. Find out what works for you and keep doing it. The one thing I've told you about my meditating and praying, that works for me. I explained to you why it works for me. It gives me clarity. It gives me a sound footing, a firm footing on. And I don't have to run around figuring out what to do, because I know who is in charge. Know how, what are some things to do to maintain your peak performance. I went over some of those, what is working for me. I went over some ways about how you can always give your best. Don't be afraid to ask for help was number four. Number five, do not spend your time, quality time, on menial or minor tasks. Know that delegating is not a bad word. You don't have to do everything yourself. Share it with someone else. Set some time aside for your personal development and education. Read, listen to CVDs, watch other people's work. Invest your time wisely was number eight. In other words, stop hanging out and invest time in someone else. Choose your associations. Invest your time wisely. Do not hang out and said invest time. And I mentioned to you about the passing of my friend. Choose your associations well. And remember, just like we tell our children, show us five of your greatest friends, and five of your friends, and I can tell you who you are. And it's the same thing for entrepreneurs. Other business people are looking on who we are investing time with, and they're going to use that to assess us. Know that your network equals to your net worth. So in other words, always add value, because it's going to compound and come back to you. Know the importance of synergistic relationship. Remember, one-on-one is no longer two, it's 11. So synergistic relationships are what you want to be involved with. Know that your goals should be connected to your growth. The only way your goals are different from your growth and personal growth is that if you're on the wrong path. And before long, you're going to be all burnt out. Be sure to impact the lives of others. You know, be sure to find even one person each day that you can make a difference in their life. Replace coffee and soda with water. You do that because I found out it energizes us, and it just gives us a clean feel. You're not bogged down by all the caffeine or not. Your energy is really at its peak. Keep your word always. Keep your word, keep your word, keep your word. If for any reason you cannot deliver, you let that person know, and don't wait until it is too late. I tell you, number 6 says, learn to see beyond the norm. And I got to tell you, it was about there are 20 points here, and I'm going to go through with you. And as a matter of fact, this particular piece, I began adopting this particular piece, I think it was in 2009, that I began to utilize this. And this, what I'm reading, is taken from the book, Overcoming Crisis, The Secrets to Thriving in Challenging Times. And it's by a best-selling author, Miles Monroe. I'm going to be giving you 20 pointers here that he has laid out in his book, Overcoming Crisis, Secrets of Thriving in Challenging Times. And I found these to be very valuable, so I want to give those to you this morning as well. See beyond the norm. You have got to get used to keeping your eyes wide open. A crisis is a wonderful time to learn to see beyond the normal human culture you live in. Seeing beyond the norm involves laying hold of kingdom principles. It involves rediscovering the kingdom of God. Living as part of the kingdom of God is quite different from your everyday non-kingdom existence. The kingdom of God is beyond the norm. In the kingdom of heaven, here is what is considered normal. And I tell you something, when I read this verse, it was an eye-opener for me because it has just helped to cement some beliefs that I've had. Number one, the king is sovereign. He is the creator, and he is in charge of everything, everywhere. I'm sure you have oftentimes heard me mention here that there's no recession in God. He has enough. Number two, the king chooses his citizens. Citizenship in the kingdom is a privilege. Number three, the king is the source of all delegated authority, and he delegates authority to his subjects. Number four, the king governs his kingdom with complete righteousness. He conveys his will, intent, desires, and purpose to each citizen. The king wants his people to know his will and obey him. He speaks to his citizens through his written word and directly to their spirits through his Holy Spirit. The king's will, intents, desires, and purpose are expressed through his principles, precepts, laws, and symptoms. He maintained a code of conduct. He enables his subjects to attain his values and moral standards. The culture of the kingdom of heaven is expressed through this, its citizenry, which is the church. His culture of the kingdom is manifested in its citizens' language, dress, eating habits, values, morals, and sense of self-worth. I think this number 12 deserves to be read again. The culture of the kingdom is manifested in its citizens' language, dress, eating habits, value, morals, and sense of self-worth. The kingdom is a commonwealth, which means that the king shares his resources. The kingdom is not a welfare state. Its flourishing economy depends upon the hard work of its citizens. The king protects his citizens with an angelic army. The king educates his citizens. He wants to make sure that they remember that the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is filled with light and glory. The righteousness and compassion and generosity of the King are everywhere. The citizens of the kingdom learn obedience through the trials and crises that the King allows. The citizens of the kingdom worship the King with awe and gratitude. The citizens of the kingdom helps the King to expand the kingdom territory as they exercise the authority he has delegated to them. You see, it is very important to be able to see beyond the norm. What's normal for others should not be normal for you. Because as an entrepreneur, we are making trails where none has ever been made. We are making a path for others to follow. And we cannot be thinking logically. We cannot be looking at normal things, because that's not how entrepreneurs operate. We are here to pave the way for others to follow. And we got to go into this knowing that there are many people who are depending on us. They are family members. They are community members. They are spouses. They are siblings that are believing on us. And we must do our best to deliver. But the only way we can deliver is by making sure that we get so much for us. You know, we're investing in ourselves, in our personal development. We're working with coaches and mentors. We are attending conferences and workshops. We are subscribing to blogs and newsletters. We just got to do it all to keep ourselves being fed, so that we can grow to deliver. You know, even as a parent, there are times when we think that we did not do this for ourselves and we did not do that. And we are looking and saying, oh, I want my child to go do this and to go do that. But you have to understand that the child has their own dreams to live. So do not expect them to live what the unfulfilled and unresolved things that you wanted to have done in your life as a child. You didn't get it done, and now you're looking to live that dream out in your children. I tell you, that can be very difficult, and that will go against what a lot of people believe in. So be careful. If there are people who are looking to become entrepreneurs, you sit and you speak with them and encourage them based on what you have learned. Encourage them to make sure they research what they are doing. And as I tell you, is that each and every one of us have our own journeys that we travel. And the one thing I have learned, that we will all learn from others. And we should not have to reinvent the wheel, because if someone has done it already, why can't we go over and learn from them? Again, I want to take a commercial break. I want to encourage you again to go to www.drdaphne.com. www.ifmtv.in, and that's where you can take advantage of advertising on my international bulletin board. It's only $10 a month for 20 words. And in addition, you can include your link, and all the people who visit the bulletin board will click on that link and they will be taken directly to your website where you are doing business, and they'll see your products or your service there. So again, I want to remind you to go to the International Bulletin Board at drdaphne.in and support us there for $10 a month. I'm also searching for host families for July 10th through the 30th, August the 2nd through the 22nd. There are teenagers who are visiting France for 21 days, and they would like to be immersed in your family. So give us a call if you're willing to open your hearts and your homes to these French teenagers. They are great young people. Each year they come, they have a great time, and they learn a lot about American culture and about the English language that they, you can be proud to say, I have helped to mold a French teenager. I know that you have something to do with them becoming an adult later on. I also want to remind you that I am in need of a highly motivated individual to operate and control the chat room for me. I have the show twice a week on a Wednesday, 10 to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Sunday, 7 p.m. And on that issue on Sundays, we do the education, the education, information, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. So that's what I'm looking for. And if you are that person, you must believe in to my my mission and my purpose and vision. Because we need to be on one accord if you're going to be working with me there. So let me hear from you. It doesn't matter where you live. You just need to have access to a computer and to the internet and be having those 3.5 and sometime 4 hours available where you can invest in the people in the chat room and also on the live switchboard as well. So if you are that person, email me. Send me an email to dynamicdaphne@aol.com, or you could send me a message right here from on the show. I want to remind callers that they can call in at 646-915-8166. And let me hear what your day as an entrepreneur is like. I want to share some of the things that, you know, I have been asked by other people who are not entrepreneurs. One of the things they always say to me, why are you working so late? And I always say, but when you knew me working a job, wasn't I always working late? And you do not have to work late. However, there are some of us who start our day later than others. And depending on what you are, what field you're in, you probably be running a little later. The other thing, too, is that a lot of times when you work with clients who are in different time zones, you are up at different times to accommodate them. But I think it's a myth. People has that that entrepreneurs have it easy and they don't have to work long hours and they don't plan on what they're doing because, you know, like some people always ask me, and I could hear the sarcasm in their voice too. So, what are you going to be doing today? You know, and I begin to roll off all the things that I have lined up for my day and what I'm going to be doing today. So, if you get asked those questions, don't get offended. You know, because people are still learning. And I know that a lot of people who work out of their homes as entrepreneurs and your family and your kids are there and your pets and everything are there. And they tend not to respect the time. But I find out what can work is to have a sign on the door outside of what your hours are. And they will get it. Because the minute you keep the door ajar or keep it closed, and the minute they get to that sign, they are going to halt and they are going to say, well, Mommy or Daddy is working and I'll have to wait until break time or lunch time or whatever time when they come out to ask that question. So know that as an entrepreneur, you are going to be faced with challenges and you will need to be prepared in order to face those challenges. Especially the entrepreneurs who have younger children. I know it is very rewarding because you get to be at all the activities that is happening. I started when my son was later, so I didn't have all those times when I could go and take part in everything that he's doing. And this is why I have learned from those mistakes, and I can now share with you some of the things that has worked for me, and that hopefully that you who are younger entrepreneurs now will be able to just manage your time better, because we are not getting any more time. 24 hours is what we have and what we have to work with. And what we need to do is to begin to manage our time more wisely. And know exactly what you're about. Don't just get up haphazardly and don't know what you're about. Plan your time and plan your time wisely. One of the things that I have also realized is that my friends, I need to let them know what's a good time to call me. And don't be calling me when I'm supposed to be seeing client or preparing for a meeting or writing some document or something to be just telling me about what's happening in your life. No, you can call me after 9 p.m. tonight. But if I did not take the time to explain that with them, people would keep calling and calling and calling and calling. So you must know what it is you're about, and people will respect that. I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166 call in and tell me about what is your day like as an entrepreneur. You know, the one thing that I'm still working towards is to build my business as an entrepreneur where I can have the weekends off from Friday night until Monday morning. I'm diligently working on creating a plan and a system that will allow me to do that. You can just leave, you can go and have some enjoyable time and just come back Monday morning. And I know entrepreneurs who are doing that. But you must have certain systems in place that will allow you to do that. You must know what you are about. I want to also, I mentioned earlier on about journaling and reading and all of that. I have invested in a library, and I don't read novels, and I'm not saying that anything is wrong with them. However, I've invested in books. Some books I've bought, I'm not using them right away, but they are there in the library. And I can go back and pull those and invest in me. So it is important to have things there. I have quite a few of Dr. Miles's book. I've read Chad Hemstetter's book. I've read Joel Osteen, Osteen's book. I've read Purpose Driven Life. And it's important to have those in your library. And there are other great authors out there that you can read their material and help to build on the things that you want to do for yourself. Because as you read those people's books, I have found out that some of the things that I'm faced with, they have been there, done that, as people oftentimes say. And I get encouraged to know that they are here now to tell me how not to make the same mistake. Because I tell you, it's not easy being an entrepreneur. But the one thing I've found out is that how rewarding, it is very rewarding as an entrepreneur, especially when you know that somebody's life is being affected based on the work that you are doing. Again, I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. I also want to remind you to, when you stop by the radio site, mark the show favorite so you can be kept informed of who my guests will be. I also encourage you to follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, follow me here on the radio show. I want to inform you to visit the online empowermentinstitute.ning.com and be a member there as well. We also now have I want to welcome guest 855. And we are talking this morning about a day in the life of an entrepreneur. And I would encourage you and ask you if you would like to tell us if you're an entrepreneur and what's your day like as an entrepreneur, and give us some nuggets that we can probably use here. So please let me know if you're an entrepreneur, guest, and whether or not you would like to share. And if you would like to call in, please feel free to do so. The number is 646-915-8166. And guest 855, I thank you for joining the chat. Yes, I want to now again remind you to visit www.drdaphne.in to take advantage of our international bulletin board, where you can place your advertisement on there for only $10 a month. 20 words for $10 a month. And you can also include your link, and everyone who visits the bulletin board and reads your ad will be able to click on your link and be taken directly to your website. I also am looking for a highly motivated, energetic person to control the chat room and to entertain the guests in the chat room. This happens twice a week on a Wednesday, 10 a.m. through 12 noon, and on Sunday night at 7 p.m. The individual needs not be local to me. Doesn't matter where you live, so long as you have access to computer and the internet, and you can make yourself available on the days that I am having the show. The show is live. And if you are in a different time zone from than I'm in, then you will need to be available at the time zone that I am in. Again, that person must be passionate about the things I do, must believe in my vision and purpose, and be willing to help me get the word out about the radio show, to help me attract more listeners and viewers. And I must tell you, just this morning, I looked on the report of my show, and I was very excited. We're doing great in the month of May here. And I tell you that majority of the people who are new to my show found it just by browsing the internet and are being attracted to coming and listening to the show. So for that reason, I'm glad there are people that are listening on iTunes and all the different modem that they can use. So I'm so glad. The other thing I want to request and ask you to do is to please stop by the comments page and leave me a little something. Let me know what your thoughts are about the show. And let me know if there are special guests that you would want to hear on here, whether for the live segment on a Sunday or on the business segment on a Wednesday. And I'm always looking for great, empowering, entrepreneurial stories of individuals who have done something. I'm looking. There are some people I have lined up. I'm waiting for their confirmation to have them on the show. And I'm hoping that next week we will have some of those people. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And we are accepting your call and your feedback and your sharing on a day in the life of an entrepreneur. So give us a call and let's hear from you about what your day has been like as an entrepreneur, and how you plan on changing or maintaining whatever is happening in your life. I was listening to, I think it was last Wednesday or maybe the Wednesday before, when I had Dr. Cheryl Cuddle from Canada on, and she was sharing about growing up, I asked her at what stage she realized she wanted to be an entrepreneur. And it was actually all her life, because she remembered growing up as a child. And when her father used to have the people in Trinidad come and get the ground provision for free. And she said she always think, why isn't he selling it? So each day as an entrepreneur, each day when we wake up, we have the opportunity to help, to mold, and to teach others. So there she was as a little girl, and she was just watching what her father was doing and thinking, Daddy could be making money from this. Why isn't he selling it to make some money? But still, she had learned something from him. And years after that, she says that she met a man who used to get some of those things. And the man mentioned to her that her father had taught him so much. So that's one more thing we can do each day as entrepreneurs, is sharing and helping others to learn. I want to take this time and to just pray this song here, to praise Up the Crown.
Comes there.
Yes. We just took a few minutes to play some music there. And again, I want to just remind you to visit my international bulletin board at www.drdaphne.in. You can place your 20 words advertisement there for $10 a month. And in addition, you can put your web link at no additional cost. And also, we are going to be doing some promotions, and you will be the first people who I have their information to get in touch with them. You will be the first to hear about it, whether you are listening on archive or you are joining live. You can still take advantage of all the promotions so long as you send me your information, and I have that there. You can get it as well. I'm also looking for a highly motivated individual who believes in what I do and is passionate about the Dynamic Daphne product and brand. I want someone to manage the chat room and to create some activity in there and just keep people entertained and let them feel love and welcome. If you are that person, it doesn't matter where you are, I want you on my team. So I want you to just email me from the radio site or DynamicDaphne@AOL.com. Let me know of your interest, and we can have conversation and get the ball rolling there. So, again, the other thing I'm looking for is host families for friend students for July the 10th through the 30th and August the 2nd through the 22nd. So, if you are up in the Putnam area, New York, anywhere in Connecticut, let me hear from you. Your assistance is greatly needed and we will be appreciated. You will be happy that you did, because you'll be helping to mold a French teenager into the future adult. And who knows? You will probably have a friend for the rest of your life. As I was sitting here listening to the music, one of the things that came to mind that I have done in the past, and I'm not doing it as much now, but while I did it, it was a great thing to do, was to set some time aside and go have a lunch with another entrepreneur and somebody who we can brainstorm with what we are doing, how we are doing it, and what we can do different. So that is something else that we, you know, you take time away from this, the surroundings of where you're working, whether you're at home or if you have an office space. You go to a new location and you sit, and whether it's a salad or a glass of water or something you're doing, but you take that time to discuss with each other and see how you can make a difference in the person's operations or how they can do in yours. And just brainstorm and see how you can add value. You know that one of the things I always speak about on this show is the fact that you should not concern yourself about the competition. In other words, you should just focus on your past performance and how you can make that better and how you can make it best. Because so long as we focus on working from our authenticity, no one will be able to copy what we are doing. But I think a lot of us, we are so bent out of shape about, oh, the competition is that and the competition is the other, and we do not give enough energy to our goals and our task on hand. So let us focus more on the task we are on. Let us focus a great deal on how we can develop and expand our brand, our task, and especially our past performances, because it is our past performances that will give us the edge over each other. You know, they say what? Tell your story and tell it well. Become transparent. And the more transparent you are, the more it will attract people to you, because people buys into your story and into what it is that you are doing. So again, you can still call in 646-915-8166 and let us talk about what is your day in the life of an entrepreneur looks like. The other thing that I'm still working on myself is to be able to take a vacation out of the business. For years, I have been kind of coordinating vacation with conference time. I would go to the conferences. I would leave 2 days. I go 2 days before the conference start, and I stay 2 days after it completes. And that, I'm getting some education and investment in me, and at the same time, I tend to be taking a kind of sort of vacation time out of that too. The important thing is that we find out what works for us, and that we need to get into the habit of taking some time for you, especially if you have a family. Please take the time to spend with the family. And I remember when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, and around Mother's Day, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and all the different holidays that they have during the year, the mothers who had children, the children would ask them, oh, when are you going to make the gift baskets? Because they know that by them helping, it would help their family as well. It would help. They would get a little allowance, or sometimes they would get to go out to some special place because they help with that. And as entrepreneurs, we need to do the same thing. We can train our children how to answer phone, how to fold newsletter, how to stuff envelopes, put stamps on. Let them feel useful as if they are part of the business. You will be glad you did. And I want to again remind you, do not forget to stop by the show, Market Favorite, and also go by my international bulletin board page. For $10, you can submit a 20-word advertisement. And in addition, you can put your private link, and all the visitors to the bulletin board will have access to that, and they can click on it and visit you on your page so they can see what services and products you are having. Again, I'm looking for a highly motivated, passionate person, someone who believes in what I'm doing and wants to come in on the ground level. For twice a week, you can be the manager of the chat room, where you get things hot and bubbly inside there and encourage them to participate in the show. If you are that person, it does not matter where you are. I want to have your assistance. So email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com or send me an email from right here on the show page. I have two segments, one on Sundays at 7 p.m. and one on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And we want your help. We need your help. And we ask that you should link with others. I pray that something that I've said to you in these different steps, we'll start from the bottom up. Learning to see beyond the norm, keeping your word, replace the coffee and soda with water, be sure to impact the life of even one person each day. Know that your goals should be connected to your growth. Where there are no goals without growth, unless you are going in the wrong path. Know the importance of synergistic relationships. Understand that your network will equal your net worth. Choose your associates well. Invest your time wisely. Not hang out, not spend time, but invest. Set some time aside for your personal development, whether you're working with a coach, a mentor, or you're going to attend an educational presentation, CDs, DVDs, tapes, whatever it is, find out what works for you. Know that delegating is not a bad word. As an entrepreneur, we need to be able to free up our time so that we can do the things that we are superb at and have other people do the other things. Do not spend your quality time on menial jobs. If you're having that kind of issue, you can go out and earn the money and to pay somebody to do the work. So do not spend your time, quality time, on menial tasks. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Get the ego out of the way. Ask for help. Know what it is you want before you ask for it. Remember to get the correct answer. You must ask the correct question. So remember, design what it is you are looking for. Ask that question and go ask for help. How to give your best always. I mentioned in that area about offering your best is going to be dependent on whether you are experiencing your best each day. And in order for you to be able to give your best always, you must be giving from your surplus and giving your best always. How to perform at peak. In order to perform at peak, you got, for me, I have to focus on my spirituality, my health, my nutrition, all of the above. I spoke about giving up the coffee for the water and all of that. I know how I used to feel when I drink that. So now I'm eating more health-centered things. So in order to maintain at peak performance, you have to take your health into consideration, your spirituality. It's a total pocket, mind, soul, and body. And once you have those on the check, you will be able to maintain peak performance. And number one thing for me was my daily habits, rituals, and practices. And you all know that I mentioned that I begin my day. I'm not a 5 o'clock person. Sometimes I'm up at 5:30 because I'm a late person. Sometimes I go to bed 2, 3 o'clock, and sometimes even 4. So the later I go is it depends on when I wake up. And I begin my day by meditating, praying, reading my daily devotional, listening to some music that will pump me up. I do that because it gives me a solid footing for each day. I pray that this segment you can get even one or two nuggets. And I look forward where you will come on this show and share what your day is like as an entrepreneur. I want to remind you again to check out my bulletin board, drdaphne.in, and you can place your 20 words there of, you can place your 20 words there along with your link. And people who visit my site will click that and go directly. Well, it was an honor to be spending this time with you this morning. And I want to encourage you to pass this link on to others. Know that you were created for a destiny and do not allow anyone to stop you from that. God bless, and I'll see you on Sunday evening.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Trial that came with this thing. breaking of day. It's death.